Go up to the podium.
All right. Hello, board of directors. My name is Nico. I'm just a regular resident and rider from UCSC, and I just wanted to talk a little bit about UCSC's long-range development plan. So with the going years, by 2040, UCSC plans to increase student enrollment by 8,400 students, increasing the total enrollment to 26,000 students from the 19,360 some students we have now. And so that's showing us that Metro is going to have an automatic ridership increase just throughout the going years. And to acknowledge the 1% drop that we've had between quarter two of 2024 and quarter two of 2025 for student ridership, if you looked at line item 15.8.1, I just wanted to talk a little bit about that and talk about the student ridership experience. Many of y'all have actually brought up the youth cruise programs and just like how the public perception has been increasing for the children just around Santa Cruz, which has been really great. And I also wanted to talk about how like a lot of those students who are really young look up to many of the older kids, college kids, stuff like that. And many of them will have older brothers and siblings. And if their older brothers and siblings are looking at them and they have a bad public perception on the ridership and the consistency of public transport, then that will also roll down to them. And so one thing I wanted to share about just the experience was like for us, I think a big thing was just not having a consistent communication line between Metro and the students of like Cabrillo and UCSC, specifically UCSC because Cabrillo has been doing pretty great. But if we could have more stop notices and route cancellation notices, I think that it would be really important for everyone just to have that comfortability and knowing that you can trust Metro. I'm pretty sure like most of y'all have had a friend cancel or you or was running late, and you can know like that doesn't feel good when it's not communicated. And so it's the same thing with the Metro ridership, and I've heard many students talk about that the same way. And I know that for me, I'm already a big fan of public transit, and so for many of the other students, that would be really helpful, and I think it would really boost communication.
Thank you.
But thank you.
We have any other public comment in the room?
Hello again, Ben Finca, John Ergo. So we have the OCTA buses currently, and I know that those are set to need major service or retirement in the next year or two. And we're getting the hydrogen buses going in the next year or so. And so I was just curious what level, given that we're going to be needing to retire buses as this hydrogen bus is coming to service, and as well, the OCTA buses are going to eventually be leaving service as well. How do you see that impacting your projected plans going forward for increasing service?
So Ben's referring to 13 older vehicles that we acquired from Orange County Transportation Authority. And the point of doing that was to bridge the gap to allow this increase in service while we're bringing the hydrogen buses online. So we think it's going to serve that purpose, even if they only run for 2 years, because that's the time period that the hydrogen buses will be fully in service. So that's still the plan. Again, the linchpin of that working is the mechanics, is hiring mechanics to do the service. But we think fleet-wise, we're in good shape.
then I also had some thoughts on the idea of the eventuality that buses break down or a bus is running really late because there was an accident and there's traffic. Is part of the consideration having standby buses? Because I know as it is now, quite frequently, dispatchers, supervisors are having to drop routes because they don't have enough buses. And standby buses part of the plan?
It's a great question. We absolutely would want to do that, but we don't have the vehicles in the fleet to do that currently, and we won't. At least until we get the 53 hydrogen buses online. Then at that point, we can maybe make a decision about holding on to some of those OCTA buses or other aging fleet, some of the buses that have gone a million miles to the moon and back twice to keep as backup buses, but we won't have that ability until the hydrogen buses are online.
And then some final thoughts.
Can you speak up, please?
Oh, sure. Sorry. So for UCSC students, when I am on campus serving the school, I frequently have people on campus coming in just through the front door and still like fumbling to show me their ID when that's no longer required and hasn't been for a while. And so if we could communicate that better somehow. And then as well, I remember last year we had a period of time where fares were free, I think about for a month. That could be potentially a good part of a plan to help people be encouraged to give the bus a try.
Great, thank you. Anyone else? Do we have comments?